My friends, good afternoon. It's definitely November. There's a chill in the air. The leaves are mostly down. Not yet, but they're mostly down. And we also have, at this particular time of the year, an election season, an election cycle that's over. It ended on Tuesday evening, finally. I can't think of too many people who will miss the lawn signs and the phone calls that are part and parcel of the voting season. Because we live in the New York metro area, we've had the opportunity, if you want to call it an opportunity, to be viewers of all of the political campaigning that took place in New York City and New Jersey. If you've turned to any of the cable news networks, you've also heard endless commentaries on all the races that took place in other parts of the United States. The coverage seemed to be endless, and if you think it's over for a while, forget it. Good luck. Because the commentators are already talking about matchups for the 2016 presidential election. One element of political campaigning that seems to be growing is the use of cheap shots. Cheap shots are those taken by candidates, especially those on the national level. Cheap shots are taken to make opponents look foolish, stupid, or even worse. We may deplore this kind of grandstanding, something that's sometimes called gotcha politics, but it's nothing new. The question that was posed to Jesus in today's gospel, the gospel from Luke, was a cheap shot. It was a setup. It was a setup that was asked with the intention to attempt to trap Jesus, to try to make him appear to be a fool in front of his listeners. The Sadducees' attempt to ambush Jesus was not successful. But it is important to know who these people were and what it was they were attempting to do. The Sadducees were a small but a very influential group of people in the Jewish community of that time. They came from the priestly and the higher social castes. They accepted only the first five books of the Old Testament. They accepted that as the written law, and they rejected any adaptation, any additions. Many Sadducees were also members of the Sanhedrin, which was the chief judicial council. The Sadducees were often complained about.